ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。A 回答紙のその2、49から74に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。パート A。リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Now we will begin the test. Listening 1.
Have you seen my mobile phone? I thought that I left it in the hall.
I thought that I saw it in the living room somewhere. Have you looked there?
Yes, but I couldn't see it anywhere. Maybe I put it down in the bedroom. Can you call the phone for
me? Yes, sure. Okay, it's ringing. I can hear it. It's downstairs somewhere. Is it in the kitchen?
No, it's not. It's where you thought it was. It was on the sofa.
Told you.
Question 49. Where was the man's mobile phone? Listening 2.
Good evening, shoppers. It's 9:15, and customers now have 45 minutes before the supermarket closes at 10. Last orders for meals at our restaurants have just ended, and they will close at the same time as the supermarket. Please note, however, that the cinema will remain open until the end of the last showing, which is 11:30 tonight. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow when the mall reopens at 8:30.
Question 50. What time will the restaurants close? Listening 3.
Can I change the channel to watch the baseball game?
Again? You're always watching baseball. Today, I want to watch my favorite samurai drama.
But you watch it every day. Samurai dramas on TV always follow the same pattern. They always end the same way.
Yes, that's true. But the little differences always make the drama interesting. I especially enjoy the different locations they visit.
Can't you miss it just one day?
Usually I wouldn't mind. But today's episode is part 2 of the story. I watched part 1 yesterday, and I want to know how it ends.
Okay, you have a point. Let's watch the drama together. You can tell me what happened in yesterday's episode.
Question 51. Why does the man decide to watch the samurai drama? Listening 4.
I need a new smartphone. This battery keeps dying really quickly. It's so annoying to have to charge it all the time.
Well, I certainly like my new phone. The new ones now have a better camera, so you can take better pictures. They also have a larger memory, so you can save all your pictures and videos.
I don't really care too much about that, since I have a proper camera. Wonder what the monthly fee would be. Probably slightly cheaper, I guess.
Actually, I think it's a little more expensive for the newer models.
Anyway, I've already decided. I'll be going to the store later this afternoon.
Good luck.
Question 52. Why is the woman going to buy a new smartphone? Listening 5.
Jenny, I heard you just booked a trip to Sweden.
Yes, that's right.
You usually go somewhere warm. Why are you going there?
I needed a change. I guess I got tired of always just going shopping and visiting museums.
But I thought you liked doing those things.
I do. But this time, I don't want to go sightseeing and see lots of historic buildings. I just want to go out into nature and experience it for myself.
Well, I hope you'll enjoy yourself.
Question 53. Why did the woman book a trip to Sweden? Listening 6.
Hello, Catherine. I wonder if you could do me a favor.
Hi, Brad. Yes, of course. What do you need?
Well, I've got quite a few boxes of books that I want to take home from my office. If you're free anytime soon, could we use your car to bring them to my house?
No problem. I've got some free time next week. I'll be available on Monday and Thursday evenings, Wednesday afternoon, and Friday morning. Would any of those be good for you?
Well, Wednesday would be perfect, but the afternoon is difficult. I've got a dental appointment at 2. Tuesday's not good for you either, right? I suppose either Thursday or Friday would be okay.
Well, how about I pick you up from the dentist after your appointment? We could then go straight to your office and get your boxes.
That'd be great. I have to have everything out of there by Friday.
Question 54. On what day will the woman help the man move his boxes? Listening 7.
Have you seen yesterday's newspaper? I thought it was on the sofa, but I couldn't find it. There was an article in there I wanted to cut out for David.
I think it was on the table next to the bed, but what do you mean about cutting out an article for David?
Well, you know I send him a package every month. If I see an interesting article, I send it along with the package.
I see. Anyway, was it next to the bed?
That wasn't yesterday's. It was today's. It's not in the kitchen either.
If it's yesterday's, then we probably threw it away. Look in the trash can outside.
Let me check. Yes, you're right. Here it is. Ugh, it's covered with coffee grounds, so I think I'll leave it where it is.
Question 55. Where is today's newspaper? Listening 8.
The movie's going to start in 40 minutes. We'd better hurry to the theater.
I need to go to the supermarket first. My parents are coming to lunch tomorrow, and I need to get some food.
We can go after the movie finishes. The store's open until 9 o'clock.
Okay, but I really need to buy flowers from somewhere.
The supermarket also sells flowers. Or I can take you to the shopping mall first thing in the morning. There's a nice flower shop there, and the flowers will be much fresher.
Thanks, that's a much better idea.
Question 56. Where is the first place the man and woman will go tonight? Listening 9.
Are you free this weekend?
I'm busy on Saturday, but I have nothing planned for Sunday. Why?
The weather looks too good to stay home and do nothing. I'm thinking of going to the park behind the shopping center. Do you want to join me?
Why? What's happening there?
There's going to be a flea market this weekend. There'll be lots of different things to see. I've bought some nice clothes there in the past, and the food's good, too.
Sounds great. Let's go early on Sunday morning.
Question 57. What are the man and woman planning to do on Sunday? Listening 10.
What shall we do for dinner tonight?
I don't really feel like preparing a large meal.
Well, we could have an omelet with a salad. There's also some tuna fish, as well as a large ham and tomato pizza in the refrigerator that we'll have to eat soon.
Okay, let's have pizza. I'll prepare a salad and you heat up the pizza.
Sure. I can put some olives on it for a little extra flavor before I put it in the oven. What do you think?
That'd be great. I'll use the tuna for the salad.
Question 58. What toppings will the pizza have?
Part B. Listening 11 では、英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。 例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Good morning, and welcome to your favorite weekly food show. The story of wine production in Japan is a surprising and fascinating one. This morning, we are speaking to Kate Teigen, an expert on Japan's wine culture. Good morning, Kate, and welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
Could you tell us a bit about the history of growing grapes in Japan?
Sure. Japan actually has a long history of growing grapes, going back hundreds of years. But these grapes couldn't be made into wine. They were consumed as fresh fruit, what we would call table grapes. Then, in the late 19th century, the Japanese government decided to develop a local wine industry. So it imported varieties of wine grapes from Europe and America and distributed them to farmers. The first Japanese winemakers tried to grow these imported wine grapes, but unfortunately, they weren't suited to Japan's soil and humid climate. So they developed new hybrid varieties of wine grapes, and now these are the ones mostly grown for making wine in Japan.
And is this when wine started to become popular in Japan?
No, not at all. As you know, a traditional Japanese diet is based on rice. The taste of rice and wine don't really go together very well. It wasn't really until the Tokyo Olympics in 1964 that Japanese people started to drink wine, as their taste for food became more westernized. As a result, people in Japan started buying wine, but only European and American wines were in demand. Since then, there have been three wine booms in Japan. The first was in 1980, when French Beaujolais Nouveau was introduced here. The second one was in 1997, when wines from Chile and Argentina flooded the Japanese market. The third started in 2014, and it's still going on as we speak. What's different this time around, however, is that Japanese winemakers have been able to take advantage of it. As a result, the market for Japanese wine has grown considerably, not only domestically, but also internationally.
Okay, Kate. So what wine regions should I be interested in if I want to try Japanese wine?
Well, Mark, wine is produced in every prefecture in Japan, but Yamanashi Prefecture is currently the largest wine-producing region. There's also Yamagata Prefecture, Hokkaido, which despite its cold climate, makes a lot of wine, and Nagano, which is right behind Yamanashi in wine production, produces some of the best wine in Japan.
I'm curious, are there many small independent winemakers in Japan, or are they run by large corporations?
It's a bit complex. In Japan, there are over 200 places where wine is produced. These are known as wineries. Nearly all of them are owned by large beverage companies like Kirin or Suntory, and most were established over 100 years ago. They are actually fairly small in size and employ about 300 or so people. There are also newer wineries that are even smaller. These are independent wineries and are typically run by husband and wife teams. Many of them are young and have either studied or worked at wineries overseas. The knowledge these young winemakers have gained is much more advanced than the independent winemakers a generation ago, and it's really helped the Japanese wine industry as a whole. Because of their training and background, these people have the necessary knowledge to experiment compared to their larger competitors. For example, by mixing together different types of grapes, they've been able to create some really exciting and award-winning wines.
Very interesting. We're going to a short break, and when we come back, Kate will introduce some of her favorite Japanese wines.
パーツ C リスニング12からリスニング13では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を正しくなければ B、False を選んでください例題はありませんそれぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れますその20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください
Listening 12. You will hear a woman called Julie talking to a man called Michael about a basketball game. Look at the six sentences below. decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Hi, Julie. Great basketball game last night, wasn't it? Did you go?
Yeah, but I almost didn't make it. I didn't have a ticket until my brother's friend let me have his because he couldn't go to the game. It was great, Michael. I had a seat not far from the front of the court, just behind the players.
That explains why I didn't see you. I was sitting in my usual place near the back of the arena and couldn't see the people sitting by the front of the court.
It was great to see the action up close for a change. What a win!
I didn't think that the Dolphins could do it, but I was wrong. Let's face it, the other team, the Rockets, are last year's champions, so I don't think many people thought we could win.
True, but we did. It was close, though. I only began to feel confident that the Dolphins could win when we were 5 points ahead in the final minute of the game. But I got really nervous when we missed a basket, and then the Rockets scored 3 points with 15 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, that was close. I can't wait for next week's game. Are you going?
Against the Tornadoes? That's one game I don't want to miss. I got a ticket as soon as they went on sale.
Listening 13. You will hear a radio report on the topic of plant-based burgers. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
The next time you stop in at a fast food restaurant, you might be in for a surprise at what's on the menu. You can now eat a burger that contains absolutely no meat at all. Carl Jr.'s, a major American burger chain, announced it is offering a plant-based burger at more than 1,000 locations. America's second largest burger chain, Burger King, has also announced it would be offering a plant-based burger at 180 locations, with another 2,400 locations in Europe. Carl Jr.'s burgers are produced by the company Beyond Meat, while Burger King's burgers are made in collaboration with Beyond Meat's rival, called Impossible Foods. Both make a burger that looks and tastes like meat, but which isn't meat at all. This new trend in plant-based burgers isn't just limited to fast food. And while only 8% of the U.S. population is vegetarian, many restaurants are reporting shortages of these plant-based alternatives due to high demand. All of this is making meat companies nervous. The meat companies don't object to the plant-based products being sold, but they want laws that ban the use of the words meat or burger on the label. Despite opposition from the meat industry, Burger King's plant-based burgers have caused the company's sales to jump by 5%, one of the largest increases in Burger King's history. This is the end of the listening test.